death is there. But she said the world's going to die. You know, the world, the earth. It's going to be over. I said, well, I never lied to you. You see, I can explain sex in a minute, but death, I can't explain.
From quarantine, the Ruth Stonehouse Podcast.
Kierkegaard proposes. The older Kierkegaard has entered his front door and is creakily attempting to lock himself in when it comes over him all at once, one last great wave of gloomy illumination. What if God's greatest blessing is to render a person's existence so intolerable, so completely unendurable, that the next time he happens to grope for the familiar fear of dying, he discovers it is gone, is nowhere to be found, and in fact has been replaced by a simple, weightless sense of well-being and peace he had long forgotten he was capable of feeling.
What is a man if not a siphon? By Dorothea Lasky. Don't talk to me about class. A man writes a bourgeois poem, and you don't even care about it. But to me, you give me a letter. Call me a thing that a million others deserve. I have come to terms with who I am. But who are you and have you? I don't have time, but have one arm closed tightly on the tree that is outside of the song. My friend wants to go into his bed and be in the song, but it is lonely for him. My fear extends into the stars. Don't you know I never will? I will go to Paris. And then to the exaltation. Remember only the poems that gave me a fair shake. You took my poems and threw them in the air. But these are not air poems. These are, or what are they? Oh, what are they? I have to go to the post office. No, I have to go to the dead. One arm so tightly on the tree outside of it, I could start to think that I don't care about the song after all. And would you care when everyone lies so furiously, so ferociously they tell lies within the winter? I went there with my hair in my hands, and he didn't take it for a sixth time. But by then my hands were both so tightly on the tree, I told myself I didn't care about the song. His lips and head were boring, and I was sick of his smell. I wrapped myself in leaden sheets and sank deep into my own infernal ocean. And there I was, until you picked this poem up. So hello, hello there, you sickly thing. It is these words now that are your medicine.